So, we have Avoid the Illusion, which I have to say this was straight out of the brain of Mark. I do wonder if it had something to do with these photography and current workload on trying to create visual art. So, over to you, Mark. What did you mean by Avoid the Illusion?
Yes, you're probably right. It probably was influenced by photography. So, and you rightly created the lens or the aperture. And it's about it making sure that you get exposure. But more than that, having studied and worked in the software industry for a long time, I was thinking the other day, what's probably, if we had to identify, and this is always very difficult to do, the biggest problem that software companies have, and if I really had to decide one issue, what would it be? And after quite a bit of thought, I thought it's avoiding the illusion that they are effectively communicating with their target audience.
So what you're actually saying is they may feel that they are communicating really well to all of the prospects that they encounter, but that's just part of the potential that they could be.
Yeah, it's even if they think that they are communicating adequately, which is probably the answer that I would get from most senior executives if I speak to them about how well do you communicate with your target audience, most of them will sort of edge their bets and say, well, we're not perfect, but we're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the illusion that they are, if you are not communicating with your target audience at all and you know it, I think that's better than having the illusion that you are.
That you're doing enough, yes.
Exactly, yes. So if you've got a problem but you don't know you've got a problem, then you're not going to address that problem. And here, the problem is, and I really mean this, the vast majority of the software sector do not communicate with their target market very effectively. Mm. And obviously that's on a scale.
And by breaking that illusion, Mark, the opportunity to have greater success, grow more rapidly and address a much wider audience automatically comes out of, you know, destroying or avoiding that illusion.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm not talking about talking to customers. Mm. Got to be really clear. I'm talking about prospects. I'm talking mm-hmm. about the people who are not converted to you or even maybe not even aware of the problem.
Aware of you. Yeah.
Yeah, the unconvinced. Yeah. And there is massive opportunity. Mm. Typically, what we see is companies communicating in a particular way that only attracts a very small percentage of that total market. And because they've consistently done that, their perspective of the world is that that is the world. You know, all these technical people that they end up talking to, because they talk in such a and communicate in such a technical way, is the whole of the world. And actually, it's probably only 10%.
Yes. I think we were even toying with the idea it's 99%, Mark.
It could be absolutely
massive. It might connect it to the fact that 1% of software companies go on to become unicorns or fast growers.
Yes.
So, you know, they reach out by default to the biggest audience they possibly can.
Yeah, it's unique to every company and each sector that they sit in. But that's a very, very common problem. So that's one of the reasons why we've put it at the start of this pathway in explaining is if you can remove that illusion that you really are communicating effectively, then you've got the opportunity to do something about it. And what we've seen and we've experienced recently is that what that can result in is a massive change, a positive change. Not only opportunities to increase revenue, which we'll see, shortening of sales cycle, removal of obstacles, much better by the way of ideal customers.
Yeah.
And the opportunity
in your funnel. Yeah.
And the opportunity to actually be turning business away, which is great, is always
Wouldn't
a good thing
great,
to do.
Yeah. Hungry crowds.
Yes.
But we'll get to that point on the pathway. Thanks for the answer, Mark. That cleared it up for me as well. Thank you.